Thanks, Guy. So I'm actually wearing two hats today, the Movie Labs hat and the Eider hat. Yeah. I got a hat sitting on the table there. I decided not to wear it up here. But most of you, if you know me at all, know me as a guy who wears hats. So it's appropriate that with those particular hats I'm wearing today, that I'm actually the last one for this group, because both of those organizations are really supporting components for the work of these folks. Start with Eider. Right, Eider is one of the IDs that you heard mentioned here today. We have one of our board members, Christopher, is on the board of Eider, and I see a board member emeritus, your next speaker, Eric Iverson in the back. We have Will Kress, stand up, Will, or wave to everybody. He's our executive director of Eider. I see a lot of new faces in the room, so I'm not sure you all know what Eider is, but Eider is the registry for movie and television content established as an industry consortium. There's about 90 companies in it, including many of the companies right here in this room, that register their content, produce one ID that can be used as a code for title matching, for identification of the content, not in a only in a closed ecosystem where a randomly generated SC4 works, a lot of IDs work, and ALID works. But across workflows, you can look it up, you can validate that you received the right thing. It's kind of the place where we record all the movies and TV for the industry, and it's really an enabling capability for everything that these folks are working on. It's been around for almost 10 years now. It started back in 2000. You see on this slide a reference to Eider 3.0. The reason for that is that 2018 is a big year for Eider. Because it's been around for almost 10 years, it's time to do a major upgrade. So we are planning to put new capabilities into the system. We're going to do a redesign to take Eider from where it is today at about 2 million records. We expect to have 5 to 10 million records within a few years. That includes all the records in the complete hierarchy, from the title level record to different edits of every film or television show, down to potentially manifestation records, which are becoming a standardized part of IMF files. So we've worked with all these folks in different standards to try to move the supply chain workflows forward. So we're going to make it more powerful, increase uptime, make it a more useful tool. We're going to put new ways to get instantaneous registrations. We're going to focus on the workflows that need to be supported around this room. We're going to especially focus on digital distribution and set as a goal for Eider directly to achieve ubiquitous registration of every movie or television show appearing on any global platforms and as many regional platforms as we can achieve by 2019. That's something we have not done in the past. We've sort of waited for people to come in. We're going to go out and get it, because we think that ecosystem needs a reliable, ubiquitous ID identifying every piece of content that everybody can look up. So that's a big goal for us over the next 18 months. And we're going to support other workflows, the ad workflow that Harold talked about. We've been working on that for quite a while. We would love to see that take off. Harold, just come on, pull us right along. But that's a different workflow, and it's a good example of how an Eider ID can cross between a transactional workflow or a subscription workflow into an ad-based workflow. The same ID can be used to identify the content across both of those systems. So there's a big effort this year to build a newer, better, stronger, faster Eider 3.0. And if you have any questions about that, or if you just have questions about Eider generally, check out Mr. Kress over there. And you can talk to me as well, or Christopher, but Chris Will is our executive director, so his job is to talk to all of you. So if you haven't heard from him recently, go reach out to him. And just to brag for a moment, I always like to show this slide because it so shows the growth of the registry over time. As you can see, we're approaching 2 million records this year, and it's been quite a lot of growth. And most of that is due to usage of Eider IDs in supply chain distribution and many of these specs that these folks are working on and trying to get implemented. So with that, let me move my hat, switch hats for just a minute. Okay. This thing can go. There we go. To Movie Labs. I also work at Movie Labs. Again, it's kind of appropriate that we came after these folks because we work for Christopher, and we work for essentially a tech consortium run by the six major Hollywood studios, not Lionsgate, but where's the Lionsgate folks? But we work to help advance projects that they have interest in driving. So we work to help what the DEG is working on. We get involved in what the EMA is working on because those are interests of our member studios. And we try to help them achieve the goals set out by studios, retailers, and service providers across the whole ecosystem. We, as an organization, even though we have a much more limited membership than organizations like the DEG or the EMA, we are dedicated to supporting the efforts of those organizations. We work very closely with all of those groups. Movie Lab supports EITER as well. SMPTE work around IMF. We're very interested in keeping all of those things moving forward. And as you heard from some of the other people here, we kind of look at 2018 as a year of adoption, too. It's a year when we kind of have to move past having a framework of specs to a achievable process of deployment and implementation that both keeps the industry moving towards long-term, very important goals, but also achieves, even this year, near-term value results that really deliver on the promise that we've been talking about now for years. So that is one of our big goals this year, is to try to help make that happen by working with all the people up here. And we intend to do that in supporting global platforms, where a lot of the focus has been on in recent years, but also doing what Christopher mentioned, roadshows, helping, providing some technical support if needed for European partners, supporting the expansion of those efforts to local and regional partners around the world. That's also a big emphasis for Movie Labs this year. So with that, I'll wrap it up. Thank you all for being here. And
Kip Welch, ladies and gentlemen. Kip Welch, Movie Labs. So while we have these esteemed guest ups here, I'm sorry, rewind that slide there, buddy. We still have a whole panel up there. Thank you. Does anybody have any questions as to how this all interrelates? Because ultimately, this seems to be like an ecosystem on stage, right? I'm saying that quasi-facetiously. Does anybody have any questions? We have 5 minutes, and we can certainly go on to the next program, and everybody can go to bio break. But I always look at this like a great opportunity of spanning, right? Spanning this these associations, all this, the tremendous amount of hours we all put into standards and working to make all the dots connect. And maybe I'll ask the first question if nobody's bold enough to raise their hand. One back there. All right, I'll ask the first question. Do you feel like it's all working? Do you, if you take a look back and you're like, when did I start with this organization, even if you're new? Or what have I seen this organization do? Do you feel it's all working, Mr. Stefanidis?
Yeah, I feel like we're finally gaining traction. I think there's a lot of time well spent on sort of identifying where the opportunities were, and again, building those pitches for resources and to tweak the process, to tweak the systems or build the systems. But I feel like now is a turning point. We're heavily engaged in figuring out why can't we adopt these standards. And in particular, elevating this to the business executives that can drive those resources and support us, we need to better arm them with information around what we're doing is we're establishing a foundation for where the businesses are likely to go. And we're planning for businesses that we don't necessarily know that we'll be in, but we can't continue to work how we've worked in this space.
Agreed. Harold, were you going to add something?
So I was just going to say, Chris, I like the term turning point, because I think in the, Kip and I and Will have talked a lot about what's going on in the industry, what's been the reason behind lack of adoption. And I think part of it is education, part of it is awareness, but it's listening. And we've done a lot of that over the years, and we've listened, we've made changes. EITER's talking about EITER 3.0, which is a response to market needs and market requirements. So, Chris, I love turning point. I think that's, from an ad ID perspective, 2018 is a turning point in that, you know, we've listened for the pricing issues. We've listened to the industry as we talk about more cross-platform and interoperability. The term interoperability is becoming part of the language of our industry. You know, interoperable systems weren't something that we really cared about or knew about 4 or 5 years ago.
And that's the other point, is technology seems to be driving this interconnectedness of it, right? The interoperability piece of this, because all of our groups need to interoperate as well. We can't live in these bubbles like the old days where it was like, oh, this is just for this particular group. This is just the retailers, right?
Nothing happens in silos anymore. A lot of silos that, you know, historic silos that we've seen are breaking down because we're talking about scale.
Yep.
And when you start dealing with things at scale, being able to do them in a repeatable manner, being able to do them
globally,
become important.
Yep.
And I think that's, Chris, I'm going to use Turning Point.
It sounds like a movie title. Seth, you had something to add? I saw you go ready to chime in there.
Yeah, I mean, I think Harold said a lot of what I was going to say, but I think the market has really changed, and I think executives, standards are not a very sexy thing. And,
come on, we make standards
I'm
sexy.
Sorry. I'll be the first to admit it. But so I think it was hard originally to get traction with people who didn't see it as something that was necessary. And to be honest, at the time, maybe it wasn't, right? Things were small enough. They were manageable enough through sometimes Herculean efforts. But you were able to get the stuff you needed delivered. We are at a point now where that's just not possible anymore.
Yep.
There's so many platforms, so many ways that we're distributing our product, and the old ways just frankly are not working anymore. And I think that's also pushed people to looking at these standards that have frankly been around for a while to really recognize them for what they were originally intended for and utilizing them. So.
Sure. We have a question in the crowd, please.
Hi. Is this on?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. So my question is more about education, I guess you could say, because I've done metadata for years, but we've only started thinking about standards in the last few months. Like, I went to the EIDR conference in January, but if you go to the EIDR documentation page, you can drown in it. There's literally a documentation about the documentation. So my question is, this is the first time I've heard of many of your groups, so if I, or trying to teach my other teammates, like team members, about your organization and the value of these standards, where should I actually start?
I have to answer that one first.
Well, you're in the right place, first of all. This is a good place to start, because we tend to be a bridge between all of these. But
I was going to say that just, we can talk right after this session. I think that as we've all talked about, I think one common thread in all of the presentations was about education and about supporting the industry through making our websites, for one thing, easier to navigate. That's something we've recognized, is that it is kind of hard to find this stuff and they need to be updated. We're going to be doing some workshops, and those will be announced through EMA, and we'll make sure that we get you on a distribution list so you can keep up to date on what's going on with them.
Yep.
And I'd say the same thing. There's Will Kress sitting right over there. He owns that website. He probably knows some of the problems you're describing. So one, go talk to him. But two, he can get on the phone with your team and bring our technical director and our technical team to talk to your folks and help and walk them through it. It's not as complicated behind the scenes as it may look in that great web. And we have people that can go and talk to you and help you work through it. So just reach out to Will right there.
I want to add, too, that the DEG just did a facelift on their site, and frankly, on the tech ops side, the intention was to provide more documentation, to Eric's point, easier to find, and perhaps more in layman's terms, scaling up in complexity to the deep dive engineering speak.
I'm going to take a slightly different tack to that question, because when you know where to look, stuff is easy to find. It's a question of how do you get educated on all this. Now, I'm sitting here, I'm the advertising guy, and I've sat on this panel for a few years, but each time I look at it and say, and I need to understand what differentiates each of the groups that we have here.
That's right.
And I'm going to throw the challenge back to Mesa.
Oh.
Because
Harold.
I, you know.
Man, don't I work hard enough for this dang industry? I'm kidding. No, of course.
All kidding aside, we do smart content is an evolving and growing practice. And I think before you actually say, I need to go to DEG, I need to go to ETC, I need to go to Movie Labs, there's a little primer as to how all of this stuff comes together would be a great idea.
I like it. Yeah. All right. I accept your challenge, Harold. And I'll turn it into a song. No, I'm kidding.
Where's Mary? I agree.
Well, and that's how Mace also fits in, right? We're the vendor organization that has members in all of your organizations, and ultimately we would love to be that hub or spoke or whatever analogy you want to put on it. But challenge accepted. Let's give a warm round of applause for this great group of panelists and presenters. Thank you so much.